This is all that remains of Nasser Mukhlis's home in Mekelab in northern Sudan. The walls and roofs collapsed after heavy rains and flash floods in River Nile State, leaving him and his family with nowhere to go.
We lost everything. There's nothing left. We have to start from scratch. We need a lot of things. Food, clean water, tents for shelter, any kind of assistance we can get. We feel like we're being ignored and it could rain again at any time.
At least 3,000 homes have been damaged by the floods in Mekelab this week. The government has declared the affected areas disaster zones. Kalimat Al-Jali and her 16-year-old daughter have been sleeping out in the open after their home was washed away. She's struggling to adapt to their new reality.
We need food and something to drink, but we also need a concrete place to stay. Our house is completely destroyed, and we use beds to make a shelter for my disabled daughter from the sun and the wind. But the beds won't protect us from the rains to come.
The floods have also destroyed shops, so people can't replace their possessions. They've appealed to the government for assistance. However, aid is yet to arrive. Many of these families have been relying on donations of food and clothes from other families. The government has set up emergency centers, but those here say the response is too slow. The town's sewage system is damaged, prompting fears of an outbreak of waterborne diseases.
The damage to the sewage system is worse than the shortage of food and water. The stagnant water will bring mosquitoes, and we don't have mosquito nets. So we hope the government sends health supplies to prevent the outbreak of disease.
More rain is forecast for the coming days. People here say without help, the already dire situation will only get worse. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Mekelab, River Nile State.